I'm speaking with Gwen Wilkinson, past Tompkins County District Attorney and Interim Drug Policy Coordinator for the City of Ithaca. She was the co-chair of the committee that wrote the Ithaca Plan, a wide-ranging series of proposals that were presented by Mayor Svante Myrick and colleagues about 1 year ago. Gwen, could you give an overview of the Ithaca Plan?
Well, yes. The Ithaca Plan was formulated by the Municipal Drug Policy Committee that was made up, originally by about 45 stakeholders. Over the course of 2 years, we collected data, including data from the New York Academy of Medicine, and we used a four-pillar approach, which some people know was used by Drug Policy Alliance, also by Vancouver, Canada, in formulating drug policies in for those places. We also did focus groups so that the final plan contained the input of approximately 350 Ithacans. We curated their responses. We did a literature review. And as I say, we worked with the New York Academy of Medicine around, particularly around questions regarding treatment. The plan breaks down into four categories: law enforcement, treatment, prevention, and harm reduction, which match the four-pillar approach to studying the issue of grassroots-level response to drug consumption, addiction, and how to best deal with that in our city.
Mm-hmm. How did you get involved in the development of the plan?
I was the district attorney from 2006 to 2016. Prior to that, I was an assistant district attorney for 5 years, and I was also a family court attorney for 7 years, representing the Department of Social Services on child abuse and neglect petitions in family court. Over the course of my career, it became more and more increasingly apparent to me that our historic approach to the problem and now the crisis of addiction was being handled in a non-productive and actually very destructive way. And by that, I refer to the war on drugs as it has been carried out in the United States for, officially since the 70s, but really for about 100 years, mm-hmm. Starting with the Harrison Narcotics Act in 1914. As a lawyer, I saw the same people coming through the system again and again and again, and they were arrested, they were prosecuted, they were incarcerated, or they had their children taken away from them in family court. And for most of them, the overwhelming majority, punishment did nothing to cure the root problem or even to address the root problem, which was their addiction. Mm-hmm. And now we are facing a situation where approximately 44 people in the United States die every day from opioid overdose, pharmaceutical mostly, but also from injectable illicit street heroin. Mm-hmm. So those two things, the combination of seeing that what we were doing wasn't working and hadn't for a long time, mass incarceration, and the fact that over the last couple of years here in Ithaca, we have seen a terrifying spike in the number of deaths.
And so what are some of the elements of the plan that you think can be accomplished in the short term?
Well, right now, I think there are many things that can be accomplished in the short term, but let me just say that I think the focus right now, appropriately, is on stopping the dying. Mm-hmm. The numbers of deaths in our reasonably small city and not enormous county are too high. Any is too high from something that could be prevented. But so I think that's sort of a crisis focus. But I think that the other thing is, you know, obviously we want to prevent new users. Nobody wants anybody to start using heroin. Mm-hmm. And there are many fronts on which that can be addressed, physicians are stepping up and taking a new look at the way they prescribe and the amounts they prescribe. There is a need for more realistic and updated education programs for youth and children, because sometimes the abuse of substances starts very, very young. I think the need to create a place for people to connect to help when they eat, not just the people whose lives are out of control, but the people who perceive that they have become addicted or are becoming physically dependent on a doctor-prescribed drug before they get to the point where they're so desperate that they start to buy street heroin in order to prevent the onset of horrible illness. Mm-hmm. You know, we need a resource for those people.
So let's go back to what you were saying about information going out to doctors about trying to decrease the amount of prescription for opioids. How is the county approaching that? Or is it being done like on a more of a state level? Could you talk about that a little bit?
I at this point, I am not aware of local efforts. I am aware that the AMA has undertaken a pretty serious study of this. And I'd like to note now, in defense of doctors who have taken this problem very seriously, ironically, they were in the position in the mid-90s of being chastised and criticized for not prescribing enough pain medicine. Mm-hmm. There was a movement in the mid-90s to make pain the fifth vital sign, which it now is, and to take doctors to task for not prescribing enough. Mm-hmm. So many doctors feel frustrated, and they are now having to review the positions that they took at the behest mm-hmm. of, you know, the AMA and their patients' requests. I would say it's a national and state effort that is most evident currently. Locally, the Tompkins County Medical Society may indeed have efforts afoot. You might want to reach out to them to inquire mm-hmm. Through the health department. But I think the efforts I know about are mostly state and federal.
Okay, so let's focus on your new role as the interim drug policy coordinator. What are the kinds of things that you're doing now?
Well, okay. The efforts now are to create a place for the multiple agencies in this city and in the county who provide services or some way interface with the drug consumer population to come together. We're trying to break down the silos so that there is a place to freely share information about who's doing what, so we can best combine our resources, so that we can come to some consensus about best practices, and to just bring kind of let me back up. It's not my job to tell people what to do. It's my job to help gather and do public education and have conversations that can lead to lobbying efforts at the local and state level. The federal government is pretty much out of the picture right now, so really the grassroots effort is the focus of my work right now.
And so when you talk about getting people together to talk about their needs and what would help them, how do you encourage drug users to come and talk to officials without being concerned that they might, brought in for, drug offenses?
That's a good question. I think that, first of all, it's incredibly important that we get feedback from the drug consumers because they are likely to know best what they need. There is in Ithaca a fairly active group of people who do outreach with the drug consuming community, and these people and agencies have the trust of the consuming population. I have been meeting with many former and current drug users who, ironically, as a district attorney, I actually prosecuted. I'm not in that role anymore, and it's taking time to build trust, obviously, but progress is being made, and there are other recovering peers or recovering consumers in the community that are helping with this effort. And so that's huge.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was at the press conference last year when the Ithaca plan was announced. And I remember hearing that one of the issues in the area is that there aren't really any methadone clinics in Ithaca. And the state is just not very active in, I guess, allowing the licensing of new clinics around the state. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about whether there's any progress on that.
With methadone, not so much. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that we've given up on it, but you are correct. There are a lot of hurdles. We have had more success with expanding people's access to buprenorphine, also known as Suboxone. Mm-hmm. The number of buprenorphine providers has been increased, and the category of service provider who is permitted to prescribe buprenorphine has increased. So that is the medication-assisted area where the most progress has been made to date, and we continue to make progress in that area. We're not going to give up on methadone, but there is not that I'm aware of significant progress in getting a methadone clinic locally, which is too bad because the taxpayers are footing an enormous Medicaid cab bill for the methadone people who have to be transported to Syracuse or Binghamton every single day to get their dose.
Can you say why there is a hurdle?
Well, there are a lot of administrative regs, and there are a lot there. It's red tape, bureaucracy, and administration, mainly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Gwen Wilkinson, former district attorney and interim director of drug policy for the city of Ithaca, thanks for speaking with me today, and I hope that we can check in with you again maybe later on in the year to hear about the progress that you're making in your new position.
That would be great. I'd be happy to talk to you anytime, Esther.